Blog Talk Radio. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's not. That's what I'm using my cell phone. I see you on my switchboard.
Saying I need God in my house.
No. I can't hear nothing. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
bye-bye. Good morning and happy New Year's to everyone that will be tuning into the broadcast today. We have an exciting topic for today, and I want to thank everybody in this brand new year, 2019, for joy and peace. Outreach. So glad that you could come on today. And tell others about it. The number to call in is area code 646-716-4389. That number again is area code 646-716-4389. And when you come on, if you would like to say anything to the host on, just punch 1 on your keypad of your telephone, and I'll bring you in, I see, for my switchboard when you call in. And thank you so much for calling in today. And before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer, starting out the new year right. Father God, I often need assurance of your concern for each one of us this year. Thank you for stating again and again in your word that you love each one of us and that you're looking after each and one of our well-beings. Help me and others to take you at your word today and in childlike trust, have confidence that you are always near and helping each one of us this day, in Jesus' name, amen and thank God. Well, today, starting our new broadcast for the new year of 2019, and we give God the praise. Our topic today is giving God a fresh yes in 2019. See, everyone, 2018 is gone. We have closed the door. We have shut the door to 2018. That's gone, never to return. So that means you starting afresh. God is giving you a second chance. So why not give God a fresh yes in 2019? And the word of God said, then say Jesus unto his disciple, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. In 2019, God wants us to say yes to him in prayer, deny ourselves, yes, and respect, yes, reading our Bibles more, yes, obeying him, yes to his will, yes to his way, yes for his purpose and plans for your life in 2019. Just say yes. It's a three-letter word that means a whole lot, but say yes today. You know, as I thought about that, what could I start the new year off with on this broadcast? It is to say yes to God. He given us a brand new start. He have cleaned the slate. We have come in a brand new year. So why not aim at giving God the praise, saints, giving him a fresh yes? You know, we've heard songs and stuff say yes, yes, yeah. Okay, well, let's mean it when we say yes. You know, some of our key words today is plan, steps, and purpose. He has purpose for our life, so why not say yes? He's taking us up some new steps, some new levels. Why not say yes? He has a plan that's already drawn out for us for 2019, so why not say yes? You know, when you think about it, come on, saints. God is calling the church higher in 2019, individuals, believers, higher. Don't you want to go higher in 2019 than you went in 2018? Come on, higher. That's what he's telling us. Come on up. Don't go backward. Go forward. You know, it's time for us to repent. If you had not repented this morning when you woke up, he opened your eye. That was a miracle right there. That was a step right there. He had a plan right there. It was a purpose right there. So he wants you to say yes. Just repent. You know, it's time for us to get back to being the Yes Lord Church. It's time for us to give the Lord a fresh yes. Just think about it. Do you remember the time when you were filled with the Spirit? Have you ever been slain in the Spirit? Have you ever had tears running down your cheeks while an uncontrollable yes, Lord, came rolling out your belly? I'm going to just give some example. You might have been on your way to work, on your way to the grocery store, and you know the goodness of Jesus, the plan he has for your life, the steps he's taking. And all of a sudden, you just controllably started crying. You started shouting, started raising your hand. You started telling God yes, even in the grocery store, even sitting down watching a movie. It's something that touched your heart and your mind, and you couldn't help but say yes to your will, yes to your way. Oh, my God. You know, God is so good. You know, just be honest with yourself today. Your life have never been the same since you said yes. But every now and then, you need to tell the Lord yes. Every now and then, you need to give the Lord a fresh yes. He's been so good. He's been so kind. He's been better to you than you've been to yourself. And when you just think on the goodness of Jesus, and all that he's doing for you, you can't help but say yes to your will, yes to your way. You know, here, what I'm bringing about today, the Lord met with Peter after his death, burial, and resurrection. He pulled Peter to the side and asked the same question over and over again. And the question was, do you love me, Peter? He asking us that today. Do you love me, Sadie? Do you love all those that have come in on the line? Do you love me today? And what is your response to Jesus when you say, yes, I love you? You say, see how that came out so quick? Yes. And you meant it, that you love Jesus. You know, Jesus probably asked Peter this question 3 times to give him the opportunity to redeem himself after having denied the church 3 times. How many times have you denied Jesus? Think about it. Just think about it. Peter couldn't help it. He answered, yes, Lord. And that's what God wants us to do today. We want to give God a fresh yes in 2019. When God called upon you to do something, say yes, God. Don't wait till next week. If he say, I need you to do thus and so, get right on up and start doing it. He's going to give you the provision. He's going to give you the plan. He's going to show you everything. See, there go right there, plan. He's going to tell you what the purpose is. And he's going to give you every step you're going to take to get to where you said yes in 2019. You know, the Lord responds by saying, feed my sheep. That's what God wants us to do in 2019. He wants us to feed his sheep. No matter who you come across this year in 2019, he got a purpose, he got a plan, and he got steps for you. He's going to open your mouth. When it's time for you to open it, you know, we like to keep this alligator running, but keep that alligator only running when God tell you to run it. Sometimes we got to close that alligator because we can say some things. That little red membrane in your mouth can be so dangerous. So you got to choose your words carefully. Through scripture, what God wants you to say to somebody. You don't know. It could be somebody on your job, somebody you meet in the grocery store. Somebody might be honking the horn at you because they want you to push on up or whatever. You don't have to say nothing bad. Just say, God, yes. That's a soul right there. Need to be saved. Or that's a soul not understanding what's going on, God. And then, you know, when I go right back to Peter, you know, Peter, if you really love me, keep my commandment. In 2019, that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to keep his commandment. I know a lot of you all say, oh, you know, that's so hard to do. But pull out your Bible. Go through the commandments step by step. And as you read each one, ask God to reveal to you and put it in your spirit for 2019. To be able to be obedient, to give him a fresh yes. You know, if you really love me, do what I'm telling you to do. That's all he's saying. If he don't give you a charge, you know, like I used to say, a charge to keep and a God to glorify, he's given you something to do. He told you to go somewhere. You know, the first thing you're going to say, well, how can I do it? Well, how am I going to get there? You know, you're going to come up with a negative thing. Say yes to God. Say, God, equip me to go out. I don't know what I'm going to say, but I know if you told me to do it, you're going to equip me. You're going to give me scripture. You're going to give me the finances I need. You're going to send who I need to help me with it, because I've said yes to your will. I've said yes to your way. I've denied myself for something to make sure that I got you first in my life. So that's what I'm telling you today, giving God a fresh yes in 2019. And he said, I'm calling you and gifting you to do so. He's given you gifts. They're on the inside of you. It's time to start saying yes and start letting God pull up them gifts from out of your belly. Come out of your mouth. You'll be surprised of the things and the gifts that God and the calling he have on your life. And until you say yes, until you subject yourself to let God work in you and you not do it yourself, you're going to be surprised how things will flow. Even in your service, even in your Bible study, even your time with communion and your relationship with God, just saying yes and being obedient, you're going to be surprised on what God will do. And as I was going through this today, when I said yes, I obey, that means you're going to obey what God is telling you to do. You're not going to compromise like you do with other things. You're going to obey what his will is for your life. You're not going to do the opposite. You know, you're going to come to him, and you're going to say, God, I will obey. I will be humble. I will say yes to God's way. Whatever your way is, Lord, I want to follow your way, not Sadie's way, not somebody else's way, but your way, dear Heavenly Father. I want to do what you say do, you know, and you have to think about retaining and having in mind an idea that have been presented before, or ideas have been previously received from an object when present, which occur to the mind after without the presence of this object. When you think about that, there is a difference between God's will and God's way. God's will has to be with what he wants you to do. God's way has to do with how he wants you to do it. And you see, saints, you have to have it God's way, not our way. And, you know, we want to do things a lot of time our way, but did God say that? So this year, start remember, did God say for me to do that, or did the flesh tell me to do that? Tell the flesh it's got to die in 2019, that you need to give God a fresh yes, no matter what. And you've got to say yes to God's will, not your will, but God's will. And when you do that, you're going to be surprised. You know, he's going to see the delight, the uprightness, the honesty, the integrity, the principle of practicing it. You know, he's going to transform it, to change the form up. The things that you used to do, when you start saying yes, you start doing the things God's way and not your way. And whether you take it up to you. You know, whether you follow God's purpose and plan, it's up to you. Those are our tag words today. Whether you act fulfill God's will for your life, it's up to you. So if you want your life to be better, say yes to God. And above all, say yes to God's word in 2019. As we read the word of God, the word is saying, but just if you may not understand it as you, but ask God to give you more wisdom, more knowledge of his word, that you may be able to understand what he is saying. And when you do that, you will be surprised when on your yes and doing what he say do. You know, the Lord is challenging us this year in 2019. He is challenging us to do what he has commanded us to do. It's time out for playing game. It's time out for putting God on the back burner. God, it should be the very first thing on your mind when he wake you up in the morning, praying, communing with him, reading your scriptures, reading the Bible, asking for confirmation on what he would have you to do today. Where would he have you to go? Order your steps. That word again. Steps. Ordering your steps in the Lord. You know, he challenged us to do what he called us and gifted us to do it. He don't just send us out there among sheep. He done already gifted us to do what he want us to do. And all we have to do is follow his instruction. And when we follow his instruction, we won't go wrong, but he want us to follow his instruction. You know, and he want us to give him a fresh yes in 2019. So let's go ahead and do it. Let's stop playing church this year. Start being the church. Let us get up and get busy doing what we are supposed to be doing. Let us get busy doing what God has gifted and called us to do. Let's give Jesus exactly what he wants. Let's give him a fresh yes. Don't worry about what somebody else is doing. It's a lot of work in the vineyard. And it's a very few labels. But you get out and do your part. And when you do your part to what God have called you to do, you're going to be surprised how things will work out in your favor. You have told the Lord yes when you first got saved. Remember that. You remember you was telling them yes to everything. But along the way, the enemy came in and tried to steal that word from you, yes. But go back to it and let him know he can't have it. But that's not enough. You must be like Peter and give the Lord a repeated yes, fresh yes. You know, one day Peter was denying that he even knew the Lord. Please don't do that. Then 3 days later, even in the text we read, he is saying, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, whatever you want me to do, just like Jonah. Jonah didn't want to do what God had commanded him to do. He run on over to Nineveh. The ship had to throw everything, all the cargo off and everything. I'm just bringing you some example. But when he finally said yes to God and went where God had sent him to go, he made it that way. He probably would have took 3 days. He probably made it day in the day, paraphrasing it. But that's when you are saying yes to God and not yes to your flesh and not yes to somebody else. Don't be one of them yes, ma'am, yes, sir, but be a yes to God. That way he'll be able to use you. He'll be able to set you on high. Can you understand why the Lord felt the need to ask him again, Peter? He wanted to know if Peter really meant what he said. He asking us every day, do you really mean what you say when you said Y-E-S, yes? Yes, Lord, I meant what I said when I said yes. No, I don't know all the time what I'm saying yes to, but if it's coming from you, I know you got a purpose. You got a plan, and you ordering my steps to do what you've asked me to do. And you know, he asking us, Sadie, do you really love me? He asking some of you all, do you really love me? And here Peter must have felt grievous that the Lord was asking him the same question over and over. How many times God asks us the same thing, the same question over and over? And what answer do we give God? He didn't want Jesus to judge him on the basis of his past failures and mistakes. So what he did, so out of sincerity, he repented. He had a repentant heart. He repeated the same answer. He gave Jesus a fresh yes. That's what God wants us to do. Starting out the new year and ending, if hopefully, in the year, saying yes to God. No, God, I don't know. Me, myself, no, I don't know how this is going to get done, but I'm saying yes to you because you got a purpose, you got a plan, and I'm going to follow your step to what you're telling me to do. I'm saying yes today, a beginning of a fresh yes in my spirit. Mine started on yesterday, the day, New Year's Day. Then on yesterday, I said, yes, Lord. Invited out to minister. I said, yes. I didn't hesitate. I said, yes to your will. Yes to your way, Lord. You fill my mouth on what you want me to say. You give me what you want me to say, what you want me to do. Because I'm saying yes, Lord. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. You know, the word of God say in Psalm 67, you can read it at your convenience, verses 3, 5, and 7. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. And verse 7 say, God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. We're coming to God today, giving him a fresh yes. Yes in our spirit. Yes in our mind. Our hearts above all. We are saying yes. You know, even the psalmist found this short word of praise coming out of their mouth. You know, it appears that he had a desire for everybody to praise the Lord. He wants all the nations to praise him. And this is going out through all the nations, not just here where I'm located, but this broadcast, if you only come on, touch in, you know, God got a word for you today. Give God a fresh yes in 2019. And in so doing, he recognized God would bless them. You know, God gonna bless you when you follow his instruction. So keep saying yes today. Yes to his will. Yes to his way. Yes to being obedient. Yes to your word. Yes to the gifts of the Spirit that you have given me on the inside of me. Let them come on up. Yes, I believe on what you said, God. It's a yes this year, saints of God. It's a yes. Yes to change. He's been to change some of you all. Might be changing surrounding. Might be changing the people that you're in company with. Might be changing people that work with you. Might be changing relationships. But say yes to God. Some of you all may be getting married this year. So it's time for you to say a yes. You've been saying, no, I don't want to get married. But God may have the right person for you. You are saying yes to him this year in 2018. Yes to your change. Yes. And meaning saying yes. Telling God yes and not no. You know, God is just so good. You know, I'm challenging each one of you that's listening to this broadcast today, telling God yes. Yes to your word, Lord. Put more word on the inside of me. Put more prayer power, preaching power, teaching power on the inside of me. Put more laying on hands inside of me. More of speaking your word inside of me. Yes, Lord, I'll do your will. I will be do the purpose you have for my life. I will be in the plan you have for my life. I'm saying yes. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes, I'm going to be obedient. Yes, I'm going to be humble. You know, when you start saying yes to God and giving God a fresh yes, yes, I obey, oh, my, just think how far you will go in just telling God those three-letter words and mean it when you say it. And, you know, I was saying earlier what it meant to be slain in the spirit. And, you know, you find that in 1 Kings 8, 10, 11, and 2 Chronicles 5, 13, and 14. Peter was saying yes, not to just whether he loved the Lord or not, but yes to the call of God on his life to feed God's sheep. God is calling a lot of you all this year and 2019 to pastor, some to teach, some to evangelize. He's calling you out this year. Say yes to God. Say yes. And mean your yes. Give God a fresh yes in 2019. I know you're saying, is it possible that a former yes have grown stale? Well, sometime it may have. So that's why I'm telling you, give him a fresh yes in 2019. I am so glad that you tuned in to Joy and Peace Outreach today, where your host is none other than General Overseer Sadie Elliott. And do come back by next Wednesday at 10 o'clock. We'll be back on same time, same station with new word of God. with a new fresh word on yes in 2019. So until next week, be blessed. Love each and every one of you all. And have a wonderful week in the Lord. Bye-bye.